This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
When you're walking in love, doing what he says, then he says, two of you on earth. The requirements are how many?
Two.
And you got to be where? On earth. See? If two of you on earth agree about what? Anything you ask me for, maybe it'll be done for you?
It shall be done.
Oh, okay. It shall be done. And who's it going to be done by?
Father in heaven.
The Father in heaven. You can't get a better source than that, can you? That's absolutely right. So, when I used that verse to get Cheryl's feet and arteries and everything opened that night, but also I've used that verse so many times, but of course, 11 years ago, I used that verse over Philip. He also works for us now in the ministry. This was a little boy at 11 years of age at the time with all those warts all over his body. I mean, whenever they brought him to me or I went to their home, he had warts in his eyebrows, all across his eyelids, all over his face, all up in his nose, all over his neck, mouth, everywhere. The ones all around his mouth and neck was big as the end of your finger. Huge warts. Had them all over the palms of his hands, on the back of his hands, up underneath his fingernails. Burned two big rows of them off the back of his right hand. Had warts all over his body. He hated it. I told him, I said, son, if you don't come to God in faith, you'll take those to your grave. But I said, if you come to God in faith, and we repent of our sins and do what he says, I guarantee you, we can get them off. So, it's 11 years ago. So I took that little boy, got his mother and dad to repent of all their sins. I spent 2.5 hours building their faith. And then I asked Philip, I said, son, do you believe that Jesus I've been reading about out of this book now can take these warts off of your body and scars? He said, Mr. Scrivener, after what I've heard you read out of that book today, I believe Jesus can do anything. Now see, he can't, and that's the kind of faith our king's looking for. So I knelt in the floor with him and his mom and dad and little sister, and I used that magnificent promise of Matthew 18:19. And I raised my hand and I asked the Father, in the name of Jesus, to take all of Philip Wren's warts and scars off of his body. And I thanked him for doing it. Now then, did he say, I got to ask in faith? With no doubt, right? So I stood up and I said, his mother said, when are they going to come off? I said, that's the only thing God don't tell me. But I guarantee you on the word of the living God that in a few days, Philip will not have a wart or a scar on his body. Now, what kind of faith does it take to make a statement like that, ma'am? Huh? It takes faith, doesn't it? But after all, sir, I mean, who was it that told me I could do this? Some fly-by-night cowboy?
Yeah.
I mean, who is this God in here?
Our Father.
Hey, that's it. He is our King. So, if he can make me a promise like that, I would only be a fool if I didn't believe him, right? Do you remember? He said in James 1:6-7, if you don't pray in faith, you're double-minded. I ain't going to do nothing for you. Isn't that what he said? I ain't going there. So, I'm going to guarantee Philip and his mother and dad that in a few days, Philip will not have a wart or a scar on his body because Jesus said if two of us agree about anything, it's done. And there was four of us. Actually, five of us. Four of them in the family and me. And so I told them, I said, guarantee something else too. When I leave here tonight, I guarantee there'll be a devil come in here and he'll put a thought in your mind. Now, you don't really believe just because that old gray-headed man come over here and spoke a few of those statements into the air that those warts and scars are really going to come off his body. Remember, you took him to the doctor, they burned them off, and they came right back into scars. So you don't think just because he prayed, they're going to come off. I said, don't you believe that, devil? You open the Bible and say, Jesus said, and you read what Jesus said. I said, if you'll stay in faith with me, I guarantee those warts and scars will be gone shortly. So I left. The next morning, Mama come checked him. The warts on the ends of his fingers were gone overnight. Over the next 3 weeks, every wart on Philip's body disappeared. And the fourth Sunday, when she came back to church, no scars. Today, Philip's 21.
22.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me. That's right. 22. That's right. He's 22. Had a birthday. He's 22. He works for us in the ministry. He makes all these tapes and stuff and everything that y'all will be taking home with you today. That's free. And him and his lovely little wife. And he, in fact, one day I walked up to Krista and I said, Krista, you sure married a good looking boy. And she said, well, I think so. And I said, but you know, what would you think if I told you he used to have warts in his eyes, all over his face, all over his nose, all over his hands? She said, ooh. I said, would you want to kiss an old boy like that? She said, no. I said, oh, that's what he used to look like. She said, Phil. He said, yep, unfortunately. She said, what happened? He said, he came over and prayed for me 11 years ago and God took them all off. Do we serve an awesome Jesus?
Amen.
I mean, after all, he made the promises, didn't he, ma'am? So, I mean, and this old nonsense that we've been taught in church that this stuff was only for the apostles. You know, I used to believe that lie. But then I kept looking for the place where he said this only was given to the apostles. And I thought, whoa, there's something here that don't click because I can't find this. All through the book of Acts, all the men did all these wonderful things. I thought, there's something wrong here. And then, let's just read a few more of these promises. Since we read over in 2 Peter, because of these exceeding great and precious promises, we can become partakers of the divine nature. Turn to John 15:7. Let's see what John 15:7 says. John 15:7. See what you think you might get done with that. Now, John 15:7 has a requirement. Not only in obedience, but John 15:7 has a requirement. If, it's got an if in it, a big one. John 15:7. Doesn't it have a pretty big if? Yes, it does. If my words remain in you, and you abide in me. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, then, he says, you can ask for some little bitty things, and if you're lucky, I'll give them to you. John 15:7, what did he say? What can you ask for? Wait a minute now, that couldn't have been, you must have misread that, ma'am.
Restriction.
I know. You mean the king would give us a promise with no restrictions?
Oh, praise God.
Hey, wait a minute. That's dangerous when you start reading these kind of verses, brother. You know, you might get healed. You know it?
Yeah.
Ask what you will. Ask what you will. And
it shall be done unto you.
Ooh, is that good news or that good news?
That's good news.
Yeah. See, now that's the very verse I was telling this couple earlier at break. That is the very verse, if you haven't heard the CD, It's Supernatural, Caitlin's Miracle, that Sid Roth done, is a 30-minute DVD. And if you hadn't heard the teachings on Caitlin's Miracle, you need to get those and listen to those because I will tell you every verse and the entire story over a 2 or 3 hour teaching of what I did and how I got my granddaughter and Kelly healed. Because just to show you how these things work, 5 years ago, when I walked into the hospital at Cook's Medical Center, my little granddaughter had been in a car wreck, and Kelly, a little friend of hers, well, Kelly was 6 and Caitlin was 3, and Caitlin, she was really bad, but Kelly, she wasn't quite so bad, but in the car wreck, it had busted all of her head open right here, laid it back, and it had crushed both of her pelvics. Now, the doctor said, if she lives, now see, there's an if she lives, she'll have brain damage, and it'll be 2.5 to 3 months minimum before she can walk with a walker. Well, now, if you got a promise like I'm going to quote to you and go to you, when John 15 right there, turn right across the page to John 16, 23 and 24. And these are the two promises I use for Kelly. John 16, 23 and 24. Now, when you turn to John 16, 23 and 24, it says something like this. Jesus is talking again. He said, before this day, you have asked me for nothing. But from this day forth, you can ask the Father in my name anything, and he'll do it for you. So therefore, you can ask anything in my name, and he will do it so that your joy may be full. Now, is that pretty close to what that said? So what kind of limitations do you have with John 16, 23, and 24 if you're a son or daughter of God? What can you get from the King?
Anything.
What?
Anything.
I mean, goodness gracious, how many times do you have to say this? So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of John 16, 23, and 24, I ask you to do a supernatural healing on little Kelly. I ask you to put her brain back together, fix it. Don't want no brain damage at all. Do you think I could ask anything? Well, I'm not going to say, oh, Lord, please just let her live. Absolutely, that'd be foolish. Not with a promise like that. Father, I want no brain damage. I want her to be supernaturally good. I want her little head healed. And then, Lord, I ask you to put those little pelvics back together that they say is going to be 2.5 to 3 months minimum before she can stand with a walker. I don't want that. I want a supernatural healing because you're the King of the universe. I want you to do a supernatural healing, and I want to do something so great, according to John 16, 23, and 24, those two exceeding great and precious promises, so we can become partakers of the divine nature. I want you to do this for her so everybody will know you did it, so you will be glorified. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. Turned to everybody and said, guarantee she'll be out here nothing flat. And you know, they look at you and say, ooh, he's a grandfather in denial. No, I'm a man of faith. I believe the Word. Well, in 1 week, Kelly was out of ICU. And one more week, she's walking with a walker. And 3 days later, she's back in school running and playing without nothing. Now, would you say God heard my prayer? Oh, did He? What did He say I could ask for, brother? Hey, so why not ask Him? Why not stand on His Word? See His glory. He said all the promises are yes and amen, didn't He? Absolutely. So I just believe Him. I said, thank you. And of course, I'm telling everybody, praise God. You know, she's going to be out here nothing flat. And they think, oh, boy, is he crazy. No, I'm a man of faith. I believe the Word. So 3 months later, I'm at a birthday party, and she's there. I said, Kelly, honey, how you doing? She calls me Mr. Thurman. She said, Mr. Thurman, I'm doing great. But she pulled her little bangs up and said, look at these two scars. I hate these two big old scars where my head was tore open. I said, oh, honey, Jesus, He don't want them scars on your head either. But He can't take them off till somebody prays in faith. See, God can't do nothing till we pray in faith. So I said, let's turn to John 14, 13 and 14. Another set of these awesome promises. John 14, 13 and 14. And look and see what He says in John 14, 13 and 14. John chapter 14, verse 13, 14. Something like this, that you ask the Father in my name anything and He'll do it for you. So therefore you can ask the Father in my name anything and He'll do it.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.